Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Dan Cook is requiring a clarification. He has sent a picture to both of us where he did dress up and he was with the station. I say reluctantly. He does not deny it was reluctantly, but says it still counts. Dan, who fears for his job way too much, he did that out of fear for his job. I mean, that's it.
Oh, guaranteed.
He shouldn't worry one second, but no. Let's get to a story I saw today. I was not aware of this potential proposal. It is about those individuals who need a kidney donation. The story from the Today Show profiles a 48-year-old and her kidneys are no longer working at the level to remove waste and the extra water from her body. So she's on a dialysis machine 3 hours, three times a week. And she talks about what happens and how she feels afterwards. I feel horrible. I sleep through everything after I get home because I am so tired. Approximately 90,000 Americans right now, Dave Harrigan, need a kidney. 85% of the patients on the national transplant waiting list are waiting for a kidney. The number of Americans who agree to donate a kidney while alive is around 5,000 to 6,000 a year. Only about 300 agree to give it to a stranger. So we now have a plan which is called End Kidney Deaths Act. Again, End Kidney Deaths Act. It's a 10-year pilot program which would provide an annual $10,000 refundable tax credit for 5 years. Again, so it's $50,000. It's to living donors who donate a kidney to strangers who've been on the wait list the longest. People who don't make enough money would get a check in the amount difference. Now, our guy, Arthur Kaplan, who is a medical ethicist, long time at NYU, formerly at the U of M, and we try to get a hold of today because he's quoted in this story, but he's traveling. says, obviously this raises ethical eyebrows. It gets to be ethically suspicious when somebody says you can get this tax break and all you have to do is undergo surgery and give up a kidney. If your other kidney is fully functioning, most of us probably know this by now, you can live a healthy life with one healthy kidney. Arthur Kaplan raises a point that I think most of us might have. Are you going to exploit the poor to give up a body part to undergo this procedure? The National Kidney Foundation had this to say. Traditionally, they've had very strong reservations about direct financial incentives. They say the potential for unintended consequences is high, such as the exploitation of people who are financially desperate. Because we talk with Susie a little bit longer, I want to take a break on time, but I get that this segment's shorter, but we have fun with Susie. Are you for this or against this? We have too many people waiting for a kidney. 85% of the people on the wait list, the story points out, are waiting for a kidney. If it is a tax credit of $10,000 a year for 5 years, so $50,000, and if you're at a point where you're not making that money, it's a check. Should we do this? Or do you think it's ghoulish? It's frightening. It opens up something I always push back against, the slippery slope. What else are we going to pay you for? We're taking advantage of the wrong people. And you think, absolutely, positively, unequivocally, no. Or do you say, no, we got to do this. If the proper medical work and physical is performed on someone and they're healthy, both kidneys are functioning, and they were reluctant or hadn't considered donating a kidney before, and now they're willing to do, and the money helps them, and that's the one, that's maybe the last part which convinces them to do this, you think we should do this. Where do you stand? I have no idea where Dave Harrigan stands. I want to hear from Dave and you. Even if you're conflicted on this one, which I think some people, their default might be, because I am initially against this. I do think it seems really uncomfortable. But I would also add, if somebody extraordinary close to me, a loved one, and this program started, and that was the impetus for she or he to get the kidney, I would be elated. What do you want to say about this? Phone call? You want to elaborate? You have been waiting for an organ transplant yourself. You've been an organ donor. You have an opinion on this. If you want to call and give us more details, we would appreciate that. If you just want to send a text, that's fine also. StylesFinancial.com. Talk and text lines. 651-461-9226.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Dave, I've laid it out. I'll lay it out again briefly here for the folks just tuning in. We have a high number of individuals who are still waiting for a healthy kidney. 90,000 Americans right now. That's 85% of the patients on the national transportation waiting list. About 6,000 a year get a kidney. So there's a proposal to incentivize this, where it'd be a 10-year pilot program where for 5 years, and it would total 50,000, obviously, because it's 10,000 a year, you would get a $10,000 tax credit. Should we do this? I used the word ghoulish before because pain for body organs and what that can lead to and who you're taking advantage of frightens the you-know-what out of me. But also having 90,000 individuals on that list and only 6,000 getting a kidney a year is really low. And a lot of us, when we're filling out a driver's license, say, yeah, put me on there when I pass away. Not a lot of people are willing to donate a kidney to a stranger. I don't think you're a bad person if you don't. So how do you balance this, Dave, where you're getting paid for a body part? That's it. You're getting paid for a body part. And so the default money is no way. We just can't do it. But we have an issue. And if this allows other people to live a healthier life, and again, because you would need to go through a full physical exam and know that your other kidney's fine. And if your other kidney's fine, you can live a complete life. Is this a way where we would help out enough people? Where do you stand?
I think I'm on board with the idea. I get the ethics questions and the if you're taking advantage of people who might be struggling financially. I mean, taking a body part is not something small, obviously, but that's, I would think somebody donating a kidney or whatever organ you're donating, you know, especially to somebody that you don't know, if you're just donating to donate to save life, the life of a random person, you should be compensated in some way. Because you're not just being paid for the body part, you're paid for, you know, the time you're going to spend laid up in bed and having to go under what's a major surgery.
Among the texts coming in, Chad, this boils down to, does the end justify the means? Perhaps in this case, but like you said, selling body parts is a very slippery slope. Another text, again, stylesfinancial.com, talk and text lines. My sister donated a kidney a few years ago to a total stranger. They are both doing very well, so proud of her. You should be. That is a great gesture. But Dave, I don't think it's an indictment on anyone if they feel, for whatever reasons, including concerns about their health down the line, mm-hmm. I'm not going to.
Yeah, it's a very personal choice. I don't think there is a right or a wrong. And I'll be honest, I have no considerations of donating any kidneys anytime soon.
Should taxpayers, more tax here, should taxpayers be funding this? No. Yeah, I mean, if you're getting a tax credit of $50,000, which you normally wouldn't, so that is taking $50,000 away from, you know, our the tax money which goes to the IRS. You can make that argument, considering the national debt we have in this country. Is that a big part of the issue for me, Dave? It's not. Is it for you?
No. And when you're talking grand scheme of all the money that goes in and out of the IRS each year, $50,000, right. It's not even a drop in the bucket.
Yeah. And it's over 5 years. And the number of people who would be a part of this, so it is a minuscule amount of money from this country. Among the techs, I'm 76. I've had only one kidney for 56 years. Both the donor and I are perfectly healthy and going strong.
Wow.
That's amazing. More text, 651-461-9226. Excellent text coming in. There should be extensive vetting of donors before paying out. Yes. But what does that mean? If someone is in a dire financial position, and part of the reason why, let's go why she is doing this, are we going to disqualify them, Dave?
No.
If you could determine that an individual is facing out of the ordinary pressure, illegal pressure. Yes, of course. But if it's purely, and the person just admit, I wouldn't be doing this without the $50,000. I don't think you can say you're going to turn them down. So we're only going to allow the middle class to affluent to do this? Come on. No. More text again. 651-461-9226. People are talking about, you know, individuals who donate blood or donate plasma. Now, when you donate blood, you're not getting a penny, right? So
get those cookies.
When individuals donate plasma, how much money are they getting?
That's a good question. I'd have to look that up. I know folks who did that in college, and it's, you know, not yes. like it paid their tuition, but
no. More text here. Kidney donation, my body, my choice in a capitalist country. Healthcare industry inflates medical costs and saving procedures. Could I be given a medical credit down the road? In some ways, you are given a medical credit, right, Dave? Because you're given, you know, potentially $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
Chad agrees this feels too easy to take advantage of the needy. A more morally acceptable, perhaps more effective strategy would be to offer an annual tax break for all people who agree to donate organs upon death. Would that significantly increase the amount of people, and I think it's in most states like ours, where you just check the box for organ donation? I guess it would depend how much money, right?
Yeah, I mean, sure it would increase, but I mean, I think, again, we're talking about people who are donating hopefully well before death.
Yeah,
that
right.
That are making the choice sure. to live
Yes.
You know, possibly decades and decades with only one kidney.
Right. But the individual is saying if you had more people who were incentivized to get something which would go to those who benefit from their estate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I pass, I'm leaving everything to you. Well, that includes, nice. I don't know, covering estate taxes or cash or whatever it might be. Does that motivate more people? Interesting topic. Let's see where it takes off and see where it goes, if at all. The free school lunch debate has been in the news a couple times the last week or so. Let's jump back into that again when we return. Don't forget, Jason on vacation in Portugal. Looks like through Instagram, having a great time. So Henry Lake, once again, is going to take you home here on WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.